Well, Tasmania is right in the midst of a very long fight to extinguish those fires in the northwest of the state. And now a tent city is springing up near Stanley, in the city of Stanley, to accommodate hundreds of firefighters working to contain the blazes in the region. These blazes have been burning since mid-January. The state has called on the assistance of the Defence Forces to establish this camp. An RAAF C-17 cargo plane has flown into the state delivering the infrastructure. Martin Bonner is working with the Tasmanian Country Fire Authority. He joins us from the Stanley Base Camp. Martin, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, good morning, Fran.
This portable camp can be set up in 48 hours, apparently. So is it now up and functioning?
Oh, absolutely. It was an amazing effort. Yesterday we virtually had just the Stanley Recreation Reserve, which was virtually just a football oval and some grasslands just around that. And last night we safely accommodated 150 staff, 150 firefighters, 150 firefighters and some support staff as well. So it was up and running last night, and today we get another 120 people to come into the camp.
That's quite an extraordinary thing to do that, but it also underlines, I suppose, quite an extraordinary need. Why did you need this base camp?
Yeah, basically we needed to get some resources to really, get on top of the fire and to really, hit it with everything we've got.
Okay, and everything you've got means the firefighters are rotating there now. Has there been a problem? Part of the fire, we've spoken about this before on the program, some of these fires are in very remote areas. Has that been an issue, just trying to do what you always do in terms of rotating crews in and out, that in is actually a very long way in, and if they have to go all the way home to sleep again, that's just really not practical? Is that partly what's demanded this?
Oh, absolutely, and we need to be as close as practicable to the fire, but also in areas such as Stanley and the surrounding areas, there's very limited hard accommodation. So to do what we've done and set up a tent village or a base camp where we can accommodate 250 to 350 people quite comfortably, it was the best way to actually go in that area in this particular firefight.
Is it also in recognition of the fact that there's a lot of interstate firefighters coming to help? Now, how many of the firefighters you have on these fires from interstate?
Yeah, virtually the entire 250 contingent that will be staying at this particular base camp will be made up of firefighters from Victoria, from New South Wales, and also from South Australia, and also potentially, as been in the past, a lot of New Zealand firefighters as well.
And there's it's not just beds here. I presume there's a cafeteria or something. How are you feeding and watering these people?
Yeah, absolutely. The entire base camp is made up of not only their tents, but a whole infrastructure where we can actually feed the firefighters for morning. They get lunches as well to take with them, but also for dinner as well. There's a large recreation facility as well, so when the guys do come back off the fire line, they can, put their feet up for a little bit, have a good meal, and also, critically, up towards the top of Tasmania, as we're finding out, sometimes the communications can be rather sketchy. So site selection, and with Stanley is our point, it's very important that people can ring home, have access to Wi-Fi and data. So that's one of the key reasons we did choose Stanley as our base camp.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is Martin Bonner from the Tasmanian CFA at the Stanley Base Camp in northwest Tasmania. Stanley, these fires have been raging since early January or mid-January. I think there's 27 active fires still burning across the northwest there. Has it been a bit slow to get to this point? Should you have had this kind of... We spoke to Bob Brown some weeks ago now, saying that the Tasmanian government really needs to be on higher alert than this and have better base resources because of the high-value forests that are under threat here. Has it taken a bit long to get to this level of organisation for these fires?
Sorry, is that to me?
Yes, yeah, Martin, that was to you, sorry. What did I call you? Stanley, did I?
Stanley, that's
sorry,
right.
Mate.
I'm in Stanley, beautiful.
You're
part
in
of the
Stanley,
world too.
Your name's Martin.
That's right. That's probably not for me to comment. I'm from Victoria, and we got tasked with putting up base camp. Would have been on Saturday, and Sunday we did our planning, and by Tuesday evening we had accommodation for 200-odd firefighters. So for us, we've basically just responded to the request and done it in record time with a lot of logistical issues, such as getting our equipment from the mainland over here to help our, our brothers in Tasmania.
So can you just give us a sense of how, where the fires are at now? As I say, 27 still burning. A lot of concern about the fire that's getting close to or inside the Tarkine Wilderness area, continuing to jump control lines. How is that high-value wilderness area? Is it burning or is it still being protected?
Yeah, I'm probably the wrong person to comment on that one. We're basically logistics and we put the entire base camp together, but the operational side is something for somebody else to comment on.
Fair enough. I know one thing that we can all agree on is that rain would help, and there's not enough of it so far, is there? What's in the offing?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but again, it's an amazing, you know, from Victoria, and we've learnt a hell of a lot. And as have all of our other, I guess, sister agencies, Tasmania is just unique in both its flora and fauna, and the challenges that it offers is so much different and a lot more difficult than we're used to, definitely.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, good luck to everyone there, and I hope the base camp helps. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Martin Bonner from the Tasmanian Country Fire Authority at the Stanley Base Camp, which has been set up over the last 2 days. Fire's still burning. They're still pretty intense. They're still jumping control lines. Rain is the answer, but only light showers forecast for Tasmania today.